The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
I'm James, and this is The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside, where we'll dive deep into the dark world of dance and come up on the bright side. Oh, that's terrible.
Tell me when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, yes, I did go to NCIS.
Wait, hold on. Let me do an introduction. Hi, everybody. This is James Rightside, and you are on the stage right side. And I'm here in the car with...
Say what kind of car it is.
Oh, gosh. Oh, it's a Mercedes SUV in Manhattan. We're really doing it. And I'm here with Megan LaCrone, New York City Ballet soloist.
Hi.
And we ran into each other at the theater, and she's giving me a ride home from rehearsal, which is really the gag. So we thought we would do a little stage right side moment in the car. So we're on 50th Street, cruising east, because that's where I live. Don't stalk me. And, but if you're cute, stalk me.
Same for me, too. I'm single, y'all.
Yes. Her number is... No, I'm kidding. So... I have a couple questions, and the first is, where did you learn to drive?
So, I learned to drive. James asked me earlier if I was comfortable driving in the city, and I said yes, I am, because this is actually where I learned how to drive, in New York City.
Okay, tell me about the driving course here in New York City.
Oh my gosh, it's an amazing story, actually. So, you have to, like, do this five-hour class stuff here, which is, like, really annoying. You sit in this room for 5 hours and watch videos, and that's after you get your permit. Your permit's really easy to do. You just go into the DMV, fill out a thing, they give you your permit, and then you have to go take this five-hour class, and then you go take the test. And, like, you have to bring your own car to the test.
Bring your own car.
Or if you, like, you can buy a package where you do the five-hour class and you get, like, three lessons plus the car, like, they'll go with you to take the test. So I roll up to this place in the summer to, like, do my five-hour class. You know, like, thinking, like, no one's going to be around. Like, the company's off. It was right before Saratoga.
Uh-huh.
And I walk in, and there's Nikolai Hoob in the back.
So, backstory, Nikolai Hoob is a former principal dancer at New York City Ballet, and now he is the director of of the Danish National...
Royal Danish National.
I'm, like, just creating new ballet companies.
Danish National, Dutch National, you know.
Oh, there it is. D's.
Yeah, so I was, like, this core member, you know, and he was this famous principal and probably the, you know, 35 years old or 30 years old, going to get his license for the first time. And I'm like, so happy because I was like, this class is going to be fun. So we, like, sit in the back and just laugh the whole time at the videos.
Are they super 80s?
Oh, my gosh, videos. Yes. It's, like, it's unreal. And then he went on to get his license and was driving in Saratoga that summer. I failed my driving test twice.
Why? What did you do? What were your egregious moves?
We don't need to get into it. It was just, like, minor details. Mm. But, you know, third time is a charm, so then I got it. And then ever since then... And then right after I got it, actually, the first place I was really driving was... in the south of France, which was awesome.
Oh my gosh, naturally, yeah, as one does.
Exactly. And then, yeah, and then, you know, I've been driving ever since. I don't own my own car, but usually people let me borrow theirs. They trust me, and I haven't had any accidents.
So. Incredible.
Yeah.
So my first car that I purchased with my own funds.
I want to do that. You purchased your own car?
Yes, I did. It was a 1995 Toyota Corolla. I purchased it from Raymond Lukens.
Who's that?
You know Raymond and Franco? They created the ABT curriculum, and
okay.
Franco was the head of the school for a long time.
Okay. What year was this that you purchased the car?
Like early 2000s, maybe 2003, four.
Wow. It was like when I was having surgery.
Grim.
Anyways.
And it was bronze, and I named it Showbiz.
Yes.
And I remember I was dating this guy, and I was really into him, and he absolutely could care less about me.
Isn't that always how it is?
And of course he was a this is so mean. I hope he's not listening. But he was not a catch. And I was driving to visit him at his house. And by his house, I mean he lived with his parents in, like, Wilmington or something.
In North Carolina?
No, in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
And
so many
I had work the next day, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to get back to Boston for work. But there was a blizzard, like, coming. And I was like, oh no, I have to be back. They're, like, casting a new ballet. And so I drove back home in the blizzard. And it was white out, complete white out. No. I totaled the car.
I'm sorry, that's not a laughing matter, but long had you owned the car?
Probably like 2 years, maybe.
So what was the accident like? It was a white out.
I was going literally like 20 miles per hour on the highway. I couldn't see anything, and I was just going straight. And the car, like, lost traction and went sideways.
What is that called when they do it in the water?
Like, hydroplaning.
Hydroplane. It
snowplaned. And there was a stocky Subaru in front of me. And I just slid, like, quasi-sideways into the back of the Subaru, who left unscathed completely. And my car was smashed up like a tin can.
Damn.
Yeah, I was fine because I was barely going, like, any velocity whatsoever. But I recall taking photos of the car after and just being so depressed because it was such a depraved situation. I remember crying alone in a Dunkin' Donuts that the tow truck guy dropped me off at.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one that's done that.
Oh my, I was alone in a Dunkin' Donuts and Coldplay's Fix You was, like, blaring. And I was, like, sad over, like, a lukewarm hazelnut coffee. Just, like, tears into my lukewarm hazelnut. It was such a shame. It was an absolute shame.
Wow,
and then
that's like a scene out of a movie.
And Joel Prouty picked me up in his enormous
Joel, the workout.
Yes, the workout guy.
She was married to my really good friend Kelly Potter, yeah, who I went to school with in North Carolina at North Carolina School of the Arts.
I am the leader of the Kelly Potter fan club.
I was always a fan from the beginning, still am.
Kelly Potter is one of those people that you want to be around 24/7. Yeah.
All the time.
The two of them together are absolute genius.
I know. They lived in my apartment together for a little bit. I subletted it to them.
I feel like I've been there.
Well, I have several apartments in New York. People who know me know this.
She's a mogul. We've got a mogul.
They were on the one on the Upper West Side.
Yeah, it was like 72nd? Was it on 72nd?
88th.
Oh, I did go to that one.
Is that my address? I think it's,
I don't know. Irrelevant.
88th.
Uninteresting.
Yeah.
Next.
Don't stop me.
Okay, more things to talk about on this car ride. What's the first time you, like, drove a cute boy in your car?
Ooh, God. Wow. Like, a cute boy in general or a boy I had a crush on?
No, a boy you had a crush on. Like, what's your first, like, boy crush car memory?
Ugh.
Can you even speak about it? Ew.
I don't think I have one.
Well, there's still time, honey. Get working.
I mean, I've driven, oh my gosh, that's my ex-boyfriend, I think.
Is it? Wait. With the backwards cat?
Yeah, 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 let's see, because I did drive him around, but let's just see if it's him. We're in his neighborhood. Hold on.
Oh my God, are you going to shout his name?
Should I?
Absolutely.
It's not him. Okay. It looks like him. Is it him?
Greg!
Mitch. It was Mitch.
Mitch, okay. I don't know. He looked like a Greg.
I drove him in this car. No, I hadn't. Never really had.
Have you ever gotten, like,
I've definitely gotten a fight.
All right, let's go the fight route.
So that was with another ex-boyfriend. We were in Disney World.
Oof, dark.
And, he just got really weird. I was meeting his mom for the first time, and he started, like, just not talking to me. And it just got really weird, and then we were driving, and I kind of pulled over, and I was like, listen, what's going on? And then we got in this, like, big fight, and I recorded it on my phone. Yeah. And then I went and listened to it later.
The lawyers are ready. They're chomping.
That was a disaster. Oh, so bad.
Goodness gracious.
I know. I ended up leaving Disney World and buying a flight home. It was terrible.
Oh, my God.
But then we ended up dating after that for, like, 4 years.
Oh.
I know.
The warning signs weren't listened to, it seems.
Clearly.
Ignored. I hope you don't ignore road signs like that. I feel very safe.
I hope so. I'm glad. This is a safe car, though, actually.
Yeah, it's a tank.
Yeah, it's like a boat. It's so big.
I feel so high. I love it. My chariot.
Yeah, this is the king of the road in New York. People don't mess with you when you drive a Mercedes.
Well, I see the pedestrians scatter as you approach. It's really effective.
Yeah, it's great. Mercedes SUVs are awesome. It's like a soccer mom car, but for it's just an elite.
For anybody who can afford it. Every red light, literally every red light.
I just made it at the very end. Yeah. And this one, we'll stop.
Five for five? I guess we'll
stop at this one so we can keep talking.
Okay, so early car memories about ballet, to and from ballet class.
Oh my gosh, always changing in the back seat, getting totally naked, taking off my clothes, putting my ballet clothes on while I'm trying to eat Wendy's and
really good times, right?
I actually loved that,
I loved
being,
that too.
Getting home and being like, I don't need to do homework or deal with annoying.
We're doing really good. It's still recording.
Good? Okay, good.
You never know with these things.
I know. It's like you've got all this great thing you wanted to capture, and then you look
and
at
then
it,
and it disappears.
You got 2 seconds.
Well, that's anticlimactic. I recall the radio playing a huge part in my commute as a child.
Oh, see, my mom always had silence in the car. And,
she's a terrorist.
It's more about peace for her mind. And we couldn't watch TV. We got an hour of TV a day. No soda. I have two sisters, and we had to share
God.
6 ounce bottle of soda if we wanted one. It was a treat we got. Oh, yeah. My mom was very
the convent.
She wanted us to be the Little Women, just very pure dance, learning.
Did that work?
Learning the dance.
Methinks
I wish it did. Now in my later years, I'm like, ugh. No, she wanted us just to learn, the arts, the classical arts, and just be these beautiful,
can't you have it all?
Wow, I love this neighborhood. Tyler Engel, I think, lived over here. It was
I
one of his
live
first
for
apartment.
This neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's Murray Hill, y'all. Don't stalk me. So by this tree here.
There's so many trees.
The one, this one. I don't want to say which one,
Wait,
and you can just slap your hazards on and you'll be fine. Yeah, right here.
Right.
Yeah, that's me right there.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I live in an apartment.
We should have a little thing, I come over.
Yeah, come on. You can't just leave this here.
Right? I know, okay. I gotta,
Well, another time then.
Yeah, another time.
Okay.
We can do more.
All right, Megan, we're gonna do part B, in which you come into my apartment and we have a chat and we finish this podcast, okay? This was so decidedly, unexpected and delightful, and I look forward to having you on for part B. So say adieu.
Adieu, and have a good tour.
Thank you.
Bye.